Hi. Oh, I feel like it's been a little while since I've done an update. And I had a bit of decision paralysis because I was like, well, I should have to, well, not that I have to, but typically I cook something when I do this, but things have been a little hectic lately. And can you hear my kitty? She knows something's up. Anyway, I put a list together actually for so I don't remember or I don't forget things. Here we go. Okay. Hi. Yes, I typically do a cooking with V, but I just ran out of time last month. And I'm gonna try and do one this month, but I'll tell you why it might not happen soon. Some of you may have seen in my last audio that I officially have a move-in date for moving back into my house. I've been in temporary housing for like, I don't even know. Almost half the year now. And yeah, supposedly I'm gonna be back by the end of June. So I'm super excited about that. I'm sorry, my body's not been kind to me these past couple of days, and I've been super exhausted because of it. And I've been taking like so many vitamins and eating well and all of the things, but I'm still. My energy level is not where I want it to be, but that's okay because I'm healthy and I was actually quite productive the last couple of days. And I've already sent some audios to the editor because not only am I moving back in or preparing to move back in this month, but also I am going to be taking a family trip starting next week. And so I wanted to make sure that I had, the exclusives locked and loaded for you all since I won't have my booth for like a couple of weeks. I'm gonna be traveling with my family, like including my extended family. I had to like find a cat sitter and just all kinds of things to make sure that everything's okay. She knows that I'm leaving. Yeah, but it'll be nice to be with my family. I haven't done a big trip like this with them in a really long time. And yeah, it'll be nice to just be together and be with family. I'll still be around and I'll still, chat on Discord here and there, but I will be slower to respond. I've already talked to a couple of people that I, uh-oh, don't sneeze, don't sneeze, don't sneeze. Okay. I hope I don't sneeze. Anyway, yeah, I've been packing. I've been packing for travel and also trying to pack up the temp housing so that by the time I get back, that was also another thing. It's like, okay, I didn't get the update on when I was gonna move back, and I was trying to frantically get it because, oh, so many things with not knowing when you're gonna be back and, all kinds of things. Sorry, my air conditioning is like really, really, really loud and it keeps coming on and all the things. Anyway, so yeah, TLDR, I'm taking a family trip, but I'm still gonna be quasi around. Exclusives are coming. Including, I am working with a writer that's not necessarily new to me, but is new to Patreon. They've been writing for longer than I've been around, and I just really admire their work. And so I asked them to write me something kind of fantasy of related, but kind of in a modern sense. I got inspired by a piece of art that I received and was just like, oh, it'd be so cool if there was an audio to go with this. And so I shared my idea with them, Indris, and spoiler alert. And they wrote me a very, 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 very fun and sexy audio. I sent that one to HT Harpy and asked for that to be like the first exclusive that I release this month. And so that'll be coming, I think, just before I leave. So that'll be nice. And then I also have the poll winner that LSI wrote for me. I went to him after the poll completed it. I was just like, I have no idea how I would do this, you know, V gets saved sort of thing. But he had a really great spin on the idea, and I think that that's really fucking cool. And I really appreciate him doing that because, yes, life has been hectic. And then there's actually, I don't want to call it a small project, but there is a passion project that's going to be coming up this month as well. Basically at the beginning of summer, where I don't want to get too much into it because I don't want it to be a spoiler, but I, yeah, one night had sort of an epiphany about this project and how I could execute it. And I outlined a bunch of stuff, and I, yeah, there's even like a spreadsheet. And I think you will like it. I hope you will like it. But either way, it's an extra. So, you know, you'll still get all the typical things, or all the usual things, I should say. But yeah. I'm excited about it. Let's see. Oh, thank you for all of the support for my YouTube stuff. It's, I don't know, you know, well, where I typically post my audios of a not safe for work variety, you know, I've always said that I will always post there, and I want to be, you know, supportive of the community. But I also think that there's just been a lot of volatility in how the community's been managed, and sometimes it can just be very, I don't know if intimidating is the right word, but I don't know, it can feel like maybe my time has come and gone, and people don't want me there anymore. And so I should just focus where people, you know, might want to listen to what I have to offer. So YouTube's been a really nice place to explore just different types of stories. And I really appreciate all of you, especially those that show up early and comment. That super duper helps. You know, there is an algorithm to the thing, and you know, all of your likes and comments, they bring me a lot of joy and a lot of gratitude. So thank you for doing that. One of my audios recently has gone well above the 1,000 views that I have been getting, and that was surprising because it's an older audio that I transitioned from another place to the current place, or to YouTube. And it was kind of a random improv that I have when I was really into crossover. And I actually have been wanting to get one of the latest Batman series that I know that Jeff Loeb is working on. I know it's coming out later this year, so I might do a little thing about that. I don't know. That would be fun, though. And I know that there's been just a lot about, you know, the artist, you know, May Tim Sale, rest in peace. But I'm excited for it. I love Batman so much. I've loved Batman since I could probably read. And it would be nice to just pick up a few more issues, or just pick up a few issues and support my local comic book shop, which you all should too. But yeah, that was a really nice surprise to see that kind of spike. So thank you again. When I come back from vacation, or family vacation, I should say, because there is a difference, I am going to be doing more of this bulk recording so that when I'm moving, that I don't have a gap in exclusives. I actually have another LSI script coming for July, and I am working with Angel Mane again on a cowgirl script, which I think will be fun and will probably be ready for July. And then more of that passion project. I was gonna try and do, sorry, the cat is shedding and I'm like trying to not get it in my mouth. Okay, don't look at me like that. She's cleaning herself. Yeah, I was going to do the AMA questions, but I might do that on a different update. I was also going to talk about, like, found media. Sometimes you get into the depths of YouTube and you find things and you're like, what is this? So one of those things is this. Okay, so Batman the Animated Series is like one of my all-time favorite ever media at all. Okay. I think that it's an incredible piece of work, and it's, when I think about Batman, that's almost always what I think of. That plus Michael Keaton. But anyway, Kevin Conroy, may he rest in peace, who is incredible, voiced Batman. So, I don't know if you know this, but around the time that he was voicing Batman, he was also in this, I don't know if it was a pilot or whatever, but anyway, through the depths of YouTube, you can find this show called Island City. And I'm not going to get into the specifics, but it is sci-fi, and I am very much a sci-fi lover. Like, I love the Sci-Fi Channel. Well, I did for a time. And I will give so much, I don't know what you would call it, or what the word is, but like, I don't care if the graphics are shitty. I don't care if the effects are, like, you know, really corny and horrible. If it's got a good story, even if the story isn't that good, I'm probably going to watch it and view it through a lens of, like, well, you know, I want sci-fi to be a bigger genre, and I want it to get the respect that it deserves. So anyway, I found this thing on YouTube, this Island City thing, and I'm watching it and I'm like, this is fascinating. I can't even tell you how old I was when I found it, but when I did, I was like, oh my God, where can I get more of this? And then I found out that it was canceled. So anyway, I couldn't even remember what the name of it was. And I spent a couple of years trying to find it again. And I did. So if you have I think it's like an hour and a half to burn on really shitty. Well, it's not really shitty, it's the thing. Like, I think it's fucking great. Yeah, like, I think just search Island City Pilot or something like that on YouTube and enjoy. Maybe I'll stream it. I don't know. I really like it. Also, I wouldn't call this lost media, but I would call it, I don't know, an unlikely rerun type of thing. I don't know. If you have a Roku device, you get a Roku channel. Maybe it doesn't even matter if you have a Roku device or not. But anyway, if you have one, there's a Roku channel, and there is, I guess, a redo or a remake of The Outer Limits, which I wouldn't say is like The Twilight Zone. I mean, maybe it is. Well, yeah, it's kind of like The Twilight Zone, but it's like these sort of mini stories, mini sci-fi stories. And there is an episode with Kirsten Dunst and Joshua Jackson that I found and was like, this is a really cool story. And it has to do with music and it has to do with aliens. And so I think it's free. I think if you sign up for a Roku channel, you can just watch it. I think it's like in season three or something like that. But if you Google it, or maybe I'll add it to the description when I finish rambling. Yeah, definitely worth it. What else? What else? What else? What can I tell you about the time that I'm taking with my family? I will say it has inspired me a bit just because I'll be in an even smaller town and it's going to be a lot of just family time. But it did start making me think about, romantical stuff. I don't even know what that means or how I can go more into depth about that without spoiling the project, but it will be fun. What else? I don't know. I really can't wait to get back into my fucking house. Like, it's been so long and so stressful and so just constantly exhausting, you know? And like you would think that like, okay, well, you've got a roof over your head. You've got food, you can, pay for your things and all of this stuff. But at the same time, it's just like this not knowing when you're gonna be back in your house is just, I don't know, just this lingering stress. Like it's gotten to the point where I got to the point where I was like, not drinking a lot. But the few times that I did drink, I felt like I was not getting drunk. Well, not drunk, but like not even tipsy. And I was just like, oh my God, is my tolerance so high that I just can't even, enjoy a drink anymore? But I think it's like, for those of you that drink, when you're like, oh no, I'm too drunk right now. I need to like get my shit together. And you're like, okay, well, open the windows or, go outside or drink some water and, just focus, focus, focus. I feel like I'm at that point all of the time when I'm out of my house, but without the getting tipsy or drunk first. So then when I do drink, I'm like, not able to relax enough to enjoy the effects, and so it just doesn't work. That is a level that I've been at for the past however many months. And I just can't wait to get back into my house. Like, oh my God, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be fucking amazing. Just thinking about it makes me relax a little bit. What else? I don't know. It's warming up. I hope you're taking time for yourself too. It can be a lot to just like want to make the time for yourself. And I'm really, I'm saying that as someone who rarely takes time for myself, or if I am taking time for myself, I'm like, okay, well, if I take this bath, I need to record some sound effects or something. But I'm trying to decouple those sorts of things, especially because sometimes it'll give me decision paralysis for like 5 days, Like I wanted to do this 5 days ago, but instead I'm doing it right now after I've been packing for however long and making sure that the cats have food set in the right places so that when the person comes to feed them, it'll be a quick in and out sort of thing. But I think they'll be okay. They have each other. She's sleeping on me right now. But I need to go and freaking get the clothes out of the washer. Because, yes, of course, I'm washing clothes too. Anyway, it's okay. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for being here with me. And for supporting me and for listening to my stuff and for making it through this ramble, because I feel like I said a whole lot of nothing, but I wanted to just talk. Okay, I should probably do a couple of more things before I go and wash up and go to bed, but you're great. Thank you. I heart you very much.